Radium loses 134 man-hours to a retired pool, Treasury covers. ItRadium, one of the largest decentralized exchanges on Solana, confirmed on June 10, 2026, that an attacker pulled roughly $1.34 million out of 5 deprecated liquidity pools tied to its retired AMM V3 program. The exchange said no current users lost funds and that its treasury will cover the full amount. The disclosure was reported by CoinGecko and confirmed in Radium's own update. The drained pools were old Serum-era markets that stopped being routed through the official interface years ago. Solid USDT Ray, Solid ETH Ray, SRM Ray, USDC Ray, and Ray Sol. According to Radium, the assets taken came to about 893,700 USDC, 150,177 Ray, and 5,603 Sol. With Solana trading near 6437 as of June 11, 2026, the SOL portion alone is worth around $360,000. A program that was supposed to be dead, the AMM V3 program was phased out in 2021 after the collapse of the Serum order book it relied on. The pools were never accessible through Radium's current UI, SDK, or dApp, so to a normal user, they had effectively vanished. The code, though, stayed deployed on-chain, and that is the part that matters. A smart contract does not stop existing because a front end stops pointing at it. Anyone who can construct the right transaction can still call it directly. Radium's modern infrastructure was untouched. Its concentrated liquidity pools and AMM V4 program kept routing the bulk of activity, leaving the platform's roughly $777 million in total value locked and $148 million in daily volume running through code the attacker never reached, per Radium's figures. The damage was contained to the forgotten corner of the system. The flaw was in how LP tokens got minted. The reported root cause sits in the liquidity provider mint logic of the old program. Radium said the AMM V3 code did not properly verify the LP mint address, which let the attacker supply a fake mint and slip past the checks that are meant to keep a deposit proportional to the pool. With those guardrails bypassed, the attacker could mint LP tokens that did not correspond to real value and redeem them against the genuine reserves sitting in the pools. That class of bug is unglamorous and specific, which is the point. This was not a flash loan price oracle game or a governance takeover. It was a validation gap in deprecated code that nobody was watching, exploited because it was still callable. Decrypt placed the incident inside a wider run of DeFi attacks in 2026, a year in which abandoned and legacy contracts have repeatedly turned into the soft entry point. Treasury reimbursement instead of a negotiation. Rather than open a public plea to the attacker or wait on a bounty, Radium said Treasury funds will fully reimburse the affected assets. That is a meaningful distinction from the recovery limbo many protocols end up in after a drain. Because the loss is small relative to the project's reserves and no active user balances were involved, Radium can absorb it directly and close the matter without socializing the damage across current liquidity providers. For users, the practical takeaway is narrow but real. The funds at risk were not yours, unless you were among the few holding positions in a 2021-era solid market, which the exchange says no one was through its official surfaces. The reputational question is larger than the dollar figure. A top Solana venue left exploitable code live for years. The custody lesson underneath the headline, "Incidents like this are why on-chain spending and self-custody options come with their own homework." When you spend a stablecoin balance like USDC directly from a wallet or root funds through a Solana app such as Solflare, the security model is the contract code, not a support desk. A custodial card provider can freeze and reissue. A non-custodial flow cannot, which is the trade-off behind every comparison on the crypto card hub. Smart contract risk does not disappear because an interface looks clean. It lives in whatever the chain will still execute. The encouraging detail here is the response. Radium isolated the blast radius to dead code, kept its live systems running, and chose to make affected parties whole from its own reserves rather than drag out a recovery. That is roughly the best version of how a $134 million exploit can end.